So it's quite some time since I've looked at my map of influence in this way. And in that period, I've gone from co-leading a business that had large-scale contracts across the UK to working as a sole trader from home as a result of the impact of the pandemic on our previous business, which was called Fiona McNeill Associates. So it's been really interesting for me to do this exercise again in preparing the material for you for this toolbox, for this exciting program, Peer Wave of Change. So has my map of influence changed? Well, in some places, yes, it has, and in others not. So clearly, David, my husband, my family, and my close friends remain the people that I think lightly in my private life have the most influence over. And then alongside them, Edith, who is my right hand, and the team of facilitators that I lead. So that wouldn't have changed. In and around the key customers, we've had a significant relationship in health and care in Scotland for over 20 years, so that hasn't changed. Although what we have got now is some key customers in the justice sector in England and Wales. And whilst that was there before, when I completed my last map of influence, that wasn't there, and now it's come back again. So that's kind of quite interesting to see as well. Obviously, people who attend programmes and who have attended programmes remain interested and connected to us and at different levels in different kinds of ways. I think what is interesting is the kind of amber stuff where the emerging influence is coming through around my work with peers and peer networks, of which this programme, of course, is a prime example. And also increasing potential for influence with key customers in health and care across the other three nations, where I do have delegates from across the four nations on development programmes. And also thinking about how I build my key customers in the third sector to even have more influence there. And then in the red boxes, obviously unknown customers in the future. And I'm really interested in what the markets might be in Europe for different kinds of products, particularly kind of residential thinking spaces. So that's my map of influence. I found it quite interesting doing it. And when you come along to workshop three with myself and Wilma, you will have an opportunity to create your own map of influence. So have a think about how you might like to go about that. You might want to make a few notes, and please bring a photograph of yourself with you, and we will provide you with lots of creative goodies to just map out where your map is and where you would like it to be. And I look forward to that.